Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,187. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, Hardeman's Road. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites. TV time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go. Los Angeles police find out what happens when you get next to an MRI machine with a gun. Yeah. Meanwhile, at a wedding in Spain, the bride prefers her guests slightly well done. Australian fisherman Tim Fate, after reeling in a doomsday fish at the Cream Cheese Festival in New York State, a world record breaking dish. And Oregon residents still shocked that sunfish exist. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it is officially hurricane season, and currently, Tropical Storm Helene is gathering strength and looking to plow into Florida by tomorrow. In fact, the threat posed by Helene has resulted in the forced evacuations of 15 counties in Florida so far as a result of the predicted flooding. Meanwhile, in Cleves, Ohio, a small town outside of Cincinnati, residents and school students, they were asked to evacuate after a train carrying styrene started leaking out. Styrene, in case you're wondering, is a highly toxic and flammable chemical that can lead to all kinds of health issues, including organ damage. And anyone within half a mile of the leak is asked to leave. And a high school in Oklahoma was evacuated after a student brought a radioactive rock to school. Now, where does one get a radioactive rock? I have no idea, but the kid had one. Other students handled it, and then the school was cleared. Scary stuff. But imagine being at a zoo in Kansas and being asked to leave because, well, a Syrian brown bear was attempting to escape and possibly eat you. That was the case a few months ago at the Ralph Mitchell Zoo. Now, the issue was resolved within 10 minutes, but still. Now, we're not sure how long the zoo in Paris was evacuated, but it was evacuated after 12 freaking baboons escaped. Baboons. Now, there's a million different reasons authorities might call for an evacuation. Hurricanes, chemical leaks, radioactive rocks, bears, baboons. smoke from exploding vapes on an EasyJet flight, explosive diarrhea on a Delta flight, fire at a Walmart, and more interestingly, a defective pellet gun at a different Walmart, and on it goes. There's a million different reasons, and chances are, if you've been anywhere in the course of your life, there's a moment where they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to have to ask you to leave because some S is going down. And that's what today's question is. We simply want to know, where were you when you were told it's time to go or be evacuated?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home with Charles, away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode Number 4187. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad things in the news. You bring us three stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking today on Who Sucks Less?
Honestly, it's not the worst, but like anything, you're not dealing with the best people out there. There are people that just make fantasy football not fun. I know people get stressed out and sometimes dial it back. Other times, I know no neighborhood wants drug dealing, and that's why they have police out there. Just make sure they're dealing drugs, perhaps, and some inappropriate comments at a Virginia elementary school.
Oh, okay.
But not the inappropriate you would think. It takes a strange, strange turn.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. Also, we'll have some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Send those pictures. Keep them coming in. Let us know where you find the beer. As we found out yesterday, the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing is now in over 1,300 locations in the area.
Oh, nice.
Both in the bright yellow can and on tap. Continue to take pictures if you find it. Send us an email to themensroom@kisw.com. That way we can expand on the list, the partial list that we have at kisw.com, and get that thing updated. So we appreciate you guys doing that. All right, to undo the question, where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? As Helene has rapidly intensified into a hurricane today, it is plowing toward Florida as the strongest hurricane to hit the U.S. in over a year. Now, the storm will also grow into a massive, they say, sprawling monster as it continues to intensify, one that won't just slam Florida, but much of the southeast, I guess they're saying.
Well, yeah, the way this thing came together. So I want to say a couple of days ago, they had their eye on probably 9 different, not quite tropical storms, but
not small storms, all in the Gulf, and then they all kind of converge like Voltron to make this big, nasty bow.
And this thing kind of developed very quickly, so time is running out for those in the U.S. to prepare. Thousands of Florida residents have already been forced to evacuate, and nearly the entire state is under tropical alerts as the storm threatens to unleash flooding, rainfall, damaging wind, and life-threatening storm surges. This hurricane is basically right now in a bullseye kind of between my father's home and my uncle's home. So I'm not sure. My dad might have already evacuated.
Is he the type that will actually evacuate?
He does. They drive, but it's not going to be any better. I mean, again, you can drive north into Georgia. It's supposed to slam into Georgia.
Right, it's going to cross Georgia, too.
I mean, you could go west into Alabama. It's probably going to hit a portion of Alabama. Maybe if you're as west as Mississippi, Biloxi, you could have a break. But other than that, now it's South Carolina, now North Carolina.
It's weird to me how this works, though, right? So I have a friend who lives in Tampa, and I texted her earlier, said, man, are you like in the bullseye of this thing? She goes, yeah, I am, but where our house is located, you know, Florida has an elevation of like 12 feet. I guess they're 12 feet high. So she's like, we're not really in the flood zone, but still lose power and all this. What's crazy to me, though, is you're telling people to evacuate, right? Like, hey, man, get out of Dodge. This is that bad. This is our prediction. She was in Vail, Colorado, skiing, I presume. So she texts me and says, well, I'm currently at the Denver airport, and we're flying into Tampa. And I'm like, it's so weird to me. Like, they're telling you to leave, but you can still book a commercial flight into the epicenter. It just seems like if you're telling people to evacuate, and I understand, flights already suck. I get it. But sometimes, like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the airline, pilots, and common sense, they're telling people to leave this area. We know that's where you're trying to go, but it just seems like maybe we don't go there
tonight.
See,
I would
Is it going to make landfall tonight?
It's supposed to hit, I believe, maybe early morning Florida time tonight, I believe.
See, in Denver, I would say, look, because you can get a direct flight out of Vegas. So I'd say, look, let's go to Vegas for a couple days. Just chill out there. See what happens. See when we can get back.
Because she's not going back to work. Right?
Yeah, get a direct flight from Tampa to Vegas. You can get a direct flight from almost anywhere into Las Vegas. So once you get to Vegas, you know, you just wait, do your time, and see what happens. Now, as that area kind of becomes numb to the hurricane world that they live in, because I know that my dad has probably evacuated at least two or three times in the last 5 years. But this storm, this hurricane, it's going to be the fourth to make landfall in the U.S. this year. And the fifth storm to slam into Florida since 2022. But this storm will be different than Hurricane Idalia and other recent storms to strike the state. It is forecast to grow into one of the largest storms in the Gulf of Mexico over the last century. So this thing is a monster. That means more storm surges, more widespread impacts, even with the center of the storm well away from the coast.
Oh, update, Tampa Airport just suspended operations.
Did they?
Yeah.
Man, she's going to be in a great mood. You know what?
I'm going to text her. Tell her to go to Vegas.
Well, I know, but it's just the thing. Like, man, if you're telling people to evacuate, doesn't it like a horrible idea? Well, we're going to take 300 passengers and drop you right in a place that you're going to have to leave as soon as you get there.
Now, the Big Bend area faces the most serious storm surge. Up to 15 feet is possible. Up to 8 feet could inundate Tampa. The threatening high water records in the area, much of South Florida, could get 5 feet. If you've been there, you have to understand what 15 feet is. It is the tallest mountain in Florida.
Right. So Florida is different, man. It is flat.
So as far as, and not only that, but as far as just the water table and how the water comes up through the drains. It's, you know, when you're talking about a surge, you think it's just this big wave coming in, you get 15 feet of water.
It's coming out of the ground.
It's actually coming up beneath you. And that's.
Yeah, like both.
And that's correct. And that's, I mean.
Well, that's why they stopped insuring all those houses in that part of the country. Yep. It's like, well, we're not insuring this. You're literally sinking and you're staying there. Now, this is my thing, okay? And I've believed this for years. There are things that people universally agree on. And like an ugly name. There are just some names that nobody thinks is beautiful. And I'm sorry, if your name is Bertha, no one thinks your name is beautiful. We just don't. If your name is Agatha, no one thinks your name is beautiful. When we were going through the baby naming book all those years ago, I saw the name Thorberta for a woman.
Right.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So with hurricanes, when you live in a hurricane area, you're a lot less likely to evacuate. Because, hey, man, I've been through it before. I feel like if the S is going to hit the fan, you change the name, all right?
Yep.
So currently it's Hurricane Helene. And people go, I may or may not evacuate. This has been my home. Okay, it's turned into Hurricane Boris. Mm-hmm. At this point, you understand that we're saying the damage is going to be as ugly as the name.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it's just that simple. What's a tough name? Like, somebody said Duke's looking for you. you probably don't want to deal with a guy named Duke. Call it Hurricane Duke.
Yeah.
Sorry. Call it like
T-Bone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hurricane T-Bone. Like you're sending the message because category doesn't seem to matter to people, but you go, look, we changed the name to a name that everyone's scared of.
Right.
Or hell, in this car, change it to a black name. It's Hurricane Jamal now, bitch. Time to go. I bet you people would scramble. I'm getting out of here. Oh, my God. It went from Timmy to Jamal.
Yeah.
That's just hitting the fan. Now I'm scared. Or,
yeah, like, you know, I was going to say the best one. Just be like, Omar coming.
Yeah, there you go. Hurricane Omar.
Leon.
Hurricane Leon. Coming your way, man.
Like Leon Musk.
Yeah. Leon, my buddy Leon. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, Leon. Yep.
Leon Musk.
Leon has been reduced to Pete.
I'm Leon Musk. That is right. Leon. This is a Tesla.
The new Tesla F7. Take a test drive.
In a strange way, a hurricane indirectly made me have to evacuate my home, not because of the hurricane, dealt with a couple of them, had massive flooding in the basement and everything else. At that point in time, I had decided that I was going to refurbish half of my basement. So I had a little bedroom down there. I put it in a bathroom. I put it in a laundry area. And then the other side I was going to do later kind of as a great room, probably similar to your basement. You know, it's big enough where you can do it in stages. So I had carpeted half of the
basement. I'm sorry, man. Damn. I'm already irritated with you.
I put a bedroom in, and of course, when Hurricane Floyd hit, all of that flooded. I had just got that done.
Floyd doesn't scare anybody.
I drywalled.
Floyd doesn't.
I had done all this stuff, and I had to basically get down there. And I don't know if you've ever picked up wet carpet before, man, but it is heavy. It is itchy.
Gross.
It is. It's hard to just even get your hands on it. But I had to haul all of that out. So,
gross is a good word too. It is disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Even though it's carpet, and now it's just wet, somehow in your mind, it is a different thing.
But it had been sitting in basically, in my mind, what seemed to be brackish water because of the water table and everything else. Anyway, so I get all that up, and then I get the padding up, and that's a pain in the ass, too, and basically have to re-drywall again because the water came up about a foot, so mm-hmm. All the drywalls. So I'd take out half of the drywall and redo the bottom and all that stuff. And then I had a flooring guy come over, and the more he was talking to me, he's like, look, man, he's like, why don't you basically do what you did to your basement, which is seal it, you know, to have that clear coat. It looks like, you know, some restaurants have just basic concrete and it's clear coated polyurethane, whatever.
That is what the wife and I did downstairs.
I had a 5-gallon bucket of polyurethane that the previous owner had left at the home.
Okay.
So it was in the shed. I'm like, I've got polyurethane. I can do this. So I get down in the basement. I get a roller and everything, and I'm ready to go, and I'm going to knock this bad boy out. And I basically cut around the entire perimeter. I had two windows down there, but both of them I had put in cinder block, glass block. Old shower kind of deal. Like you'd see
the stuff you can't really see through?
Yes.
And that way, basically, that was kind of part.
So it wouldn't flood, right?
It would not flood, but it was also somewhat of, obviously, a fire hazard as far as trying to get out of there.
Was that a legal thing, or did you just do
it? You could do it. I did have a little vent in the middle of those windows.
I guess what I'm asking is,
they were well windows. They were, like the kind that.
Well, friends of mine, they want to get some windows redone in their home. Now, they bought their home the way their home is, and there's nothing wrong with their home. But as I did the estimate for the windows, and this is why I'm asking, their basement windows, same thing, window wells. But I want to say the windows are like 2x1, maybe 3x2 or something. They're too small for the average human to escape in case of a fire.
Right.
So
I could not really ventilate this area. So I'm about 15 minutes in, and I'm rolling. Things are going okay. And then just I start getting really lightheaded. And really dizzy. And I'm getting to the point where I'm almost going to fall over. And I realize the fumes are consuming me. Like I am screwed, but I don't even realize it because as soon as that initial sting to the smell kicked in, I really did not smell it that much anymore.
Did you kind of like the smell for a second?
But then
you get used to it. So you're just breathing it in
it
now.
It did not seem overpowering, but it was killing me. And I did not realize this. So I stumbled up the steps and I go outside to get fresh air. I'm like, oh God. Oh, God. And then when I'm upstairs, I realize the fumes have completely permeated the home. So I open up all the windows. I'm trying to get this out. And the more the wind comes in and the air, the stronger the smell gets. I spent 4 days in a hotel room just waiting for my house to air out. And I didn't even get close to finishing this.
Did you have to keep going back to your house each day to basically get a whiff, see where you're at?
To walk in to see, can we, I mean, I have two young
not
kids.
Not die in our sleep.
Did you not know it was like toxic?
I did not. It was
you
older.
You don't think about it. It was you just only don't think
older
about
older polyurethane,
it.
But I mean.
Polyurethane, though, I don't know. It just sounds toxic.
It is.
I mean, no offense, yes. Miles, but I guess full offense. But that's why I started giggling when you were like, oh, I can do this.
I can do this.
I'm like, something's going to go wrong.
No mask, Ted. No nothing.
I'm just
going to run. But I never worked with polyurethane before other than, you know, I'd stained and shellacked a fence outside.
But you're outside.
But a picnic table or some crap, you know, a park we redid. But other than that, I never really, you know, used it that much. So I had no idea just how bad those fumes were. So, yeah. I spent 4 nights in a hotel in Glen Burnie, Maryland, which was not the nicest hotel in the world.
If you've ever been to Glen Burnie, Maryland, and you haven't, there is no nice hotel.
No, there really isn't in the area.
It's Glen, it's impossible.
Yeah, and I tried to get a hotel room in Annapolis, but they had some military thing going on. So
you ain't getting in there.
Every hotel room was booked for the academy, so I couldn't stay down there. Finally found a hotel room in Glen Burnie, and I mean, you want to talk about a pissed off wife. Because I have two very, I mean, like I had to kind of pull my shirt over my face to run into the house to pull out diapers, wipes, pack a baby bag, pack clothes, pack all these things, bottles, nipples, you know, everything. You name it, a baby needs 25 bags.
His wife had interchangeable nipples.
Interchangeable, like, grab nipples.
Depending on what kind of mood Miles is going to be.
Pacifier?
Right. And these are crib babies, right?
Yeah.
So you can't just put them in a bed because, you know, the next thing you know, they took a two-footer off in the middle of the night.
Or you rolled on top of them and smothered their ass.
Right. So that was impossible. So just based on the fact that I tried to redo the basement so it would never need carpet again, almost killed myself. And I evacuated us out of our house for 4 different nights.
Actually, my wife and I did this. It wasn't a hurricane, but the kids, and I've said this before, but they knocked the hose out of the washer, which then flooded the basement. And there was original carpet to the house at that time. We never liked that carpet. But like anything, it's hard to convince yourself on a weekend, like, let me go tear up carpet in the basement.
Yeah.
But after all the water rushes down, you're like, oh, F yeah. But anyway, we went to Home Depot, said what the situation was, what our plan was, because luckily we had a solid cement floor down there. And my first thought was polyurethane, but even the guy at Home Depot was like, you worked with polyurethane before? And much like you, I'm like, bro, I've stained some stuff. He's like, you're doing indoors. I'm like, well, of course. We have ventilation and all that. And he was very cordial. He's just kind of nodding, and he goes, I would recommend a mask, da-da-da, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, what else do you have? Not because I'm worried about the fumes, but because I'm lazy. And I don't want to spend more money on additional crap you need to just do something. So basically, we got the equivalent of, like, floor paint that you'd put in your garage.
Okay.
So it's not, like, chemical-free, but there weren't any real fumes or anything. But that was the guy's thing. He's like, bro, I hear you. I can also tell you're stupid and don't do much of this stuff. So he's like, let me show you all this other crap you should buy for your own safety. And that price starts adding up, man. So that's what I'm like,
I felt,
what else you got?
When I stepped outside, I felt like I had done like 20 whippets in a row.
Yeah.
I could not explain, like when I sat down, how just buzzed I was. I mean, I smoked weed all the time back then. I know a buzz, but I was.
It's different.
I was zipping, man. I was like, whoa.
And we had to,
man. Like, even turning my head was like a slow motion thing. I'm like, oh, I am messed up.
I was like, we had to, what's it, like, bomb our house once for fleas?
Yep.
Right? And like,
turn off the pilot.
I've evacuated my house for a bombing as well.
Right. So, like, two things. Like, number one, like, we had to leave for like 2 nights, right? But I'm like 10 or 12. So, going to like a Holiday Inn.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, yeah, party time. There's a vending machine.
Right. Not a big deal. Like, we loved it. But I remember like a week later, a flea jumped on my dad. Right? It was like, what was the, you know.
Right, sure.
This and that. But I mean, and also as a kid, I just thought it was awesome. Like, all right, we're going to set it off and then run out of the house.
Bomb the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mickey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
How are you all doing today?
We're doing good.
Good, good. I have been listening for the last better part of a few years now and always enjoy the team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So two different things. We were in Europe in Italy, stationed there when 9/11 happened. And then in 2011, I was working, federal employee. Went to Japan for work, and was going to stay there 6 months, and that was interrupted by the big earthquake.
Oh, wow.
We have a group of people that fairly small base, but group of people that were assigned to work on a barge, the 3-story floating office building, and whenever the because Yokosuka Bay is where the whole base is. And whenever the tugs were in the bay, the water would be displaced and the barge would bump gently against the pilings. And so we were used to that motion of the barge. And this was just really different. We weren't quite sure what to think of it. And all of a sudden, somebody comes running down our hallway screaming, "Get off the barge, get off the barge," because we had experienced a lot less movement on the water than people did on the land. We looked out the windows of the barge, and there's light posts in front of the building that's across from the pier where we were moored, and they're swinging 20 feet in either direction.
So where were you supposed to go?
Yeah, I'm saying
you're
sounds,
on the barge.
Sounds worse if you got on land.
Right, you're on the barge, and they tell you to get off the boat. Where do you go based on what you're seeing on the land?
That's the funny part. They said we need to go down the pier up to a building that's maybe 30 feet above the water. We didn't really have anywhere to go. But the interesting part is that the Yokosuka Bay is formulated by land that kind of juts out into the ocean, and the base is kind of tucked into that that bay area. And so when they were expecting a huge tsunami, obviously, and the water came from the north, and the land stopped the water from overtaking us. So one of our coworkers was standing next to the barge on the pier, or actually on land, and she said that the barge kind of rose about 5 feet, and then it went back down. And that was it. There wasn't anything close to what my husband was seeing back home on CNN, which everything was being wiped out, and people were losing their lives, and there's cars in the ocean. And poor guy was kind of panicked. And I hadn't called him in quite some days. And this happened on my son's birthday, March 11th. And so I had time to shoot off an email to him, telling him everything is okay, don't worry. He waited 2 days to tell his father. And I was a little mad at him for that.
How old was your kid that you sent the email to?
Let's see.
Old enough to be able to have an email.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but if I have to get a message to my wife, look, I got two kids to pick from. And, like, if I urgently need to reach my wife, I defer to my son on that. Like, just knowing daughter would be the type, like, oh, mom, what are you excited about? You told me 2 days ago that he's alive and well, and she would freak out. Yeah.
It's like, we've got the international dateline problem as well. So yeah, he was a little bit upset, but he said and the other part of it is that when they evacuated us from Yokosuka, we had to board a ship. And so we were all, 400 of us were all together riding the ship away from what we thought was danger at the time.
How long did it take to evacuate 400 people off of the barge?
Oh, my God. The notification came on the 12th that those of us who had a ticket that was dated X couldn't go home. We had to ride the boat, and that took about 4 days, 4.5 days to get everyone and then board the boat to leave the pier. And I ended up very, very seasick. it was very.
That sounds awful.
Okay, yeah. So after all that happens, though, right? So you're on a boat or wherever you are after the earthquake has hit, tsunami, all of this stuff. Do you guys assist in any of the rescue or cleanup on what's going on in Japan, or are you still just left to your own devices?
Absolutely not. That was the Japanese government and some of the military that were stationed in the area at the time. Were involved in some of the rescue efforts.
But you could see the devastation yourself. I mean, visibly with your own eyes, could you see how bad it actually was on the mainland?
No.
Okay. Right.
No, we were too far south, but they were worried about, everything coming south.
Well, as far as the Pacific Rim goes, we're due. I mean, that's just on the west side of Ring of Fire. I mean, it's we're on the biggest fault. I think about that all the time when you're just driving down the coast of Washington or you're driving down the coast of Oregon. Yes, there are tsunami route evacuation signs because you know where to go. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, look.
Yep. And my car is completely prepared for any given emergency because I know exactly what it looks like. But the Japanese people are so awesome. When everything was shut down and they had no power, owners and grocery stores, little grocery stores in neighborhoods, you'd see people outside in a line, and there might be 30, 40 people in a line, and each of them is coming out with one bag of groceries because they are respectful of their neighbors to know that everybody's going to need food, and you don't need that much food for that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're very respectful. It was an awesome thing to see. And I often wonder what exactly is going to happen if I'm alive, that this happens in our general area.
Oh, we'll go to Costco and buy everything off the shelf.
We buy 800 rolls of toilet paper because you're going to have no power for 3 hours.
Paper towel strapped to the roof.
Right. I mean, come on.
Or you do what we did, and we had a we'd build a fire pit. We'd have a wood stove in our house, and we have a garage full of stuff. Fortunately, nobody knows where I live, so it's okay. But we weren't affected by any of the stuff that was going on during the pandemic because we had it all.
Well, what about, you said you're in Europe when 9/11 happens. So, I mean, are you evacuated to somewhere because are you a citizen? Or, I mean, because clearly
you're just kind of stuck, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, what's the protocol at that point?
No, we had to stay put. And my husband was part of the military police force, so he was getting phone calls day and night. And they were just extremely vigilant about everything. And we had car searches and you name it.
Sure.
I was on the phone with someone that morning because it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Italy. And my friend on the phone says, "Do you have a TV on?" I said, "Mm-hmm." She said, "Do you have sound on?" I said, "No." She goes, "Turn it up." I think you're going to be a little shocked at what's going on. And I'm looking at this, kind of talking to her, not knowing what I'm seeing, and thinking it's a movie or something, like a lot of people said. So I turned the sound up, and my jaw dropped, and I went, oh, my God.
Well, Mickey, really here's something you don't know since you're in Italy, all right? So we were on the East Coast when this happened, between New York City and D.C., where most of the action went down. There are military vehicles on the road, stealth bombers flying overhead, people freaking out because we don't know what's going on. Now, we work in radio. One of the most important things that we do, the core of our job, in spite of what you might think of the show, is to bring you information as it is needed and alert people to an emergency. Yeah, we still didn't play the EAS.
No.
So for the life of us, we're like, why do we what needs to happen that we actually fire at EAS?
I had the manual.
The country being under attack does not qualify.
I had the manual out on the board just to make sure that I was right about what I was doing because I'd never hit that button before. So I just wanted to make sure.
Hit it. It didn't matter.
And this is a plane just hit the Pentagon.
Right.
A plane hit the Pentagon.
There are stealth bombers flying over your house, but we're not going to tell you why.
We're not done yet because they got another one that looks like it's headed to Washington, D.C.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that one went down in Pennsylvania, but that was the next. Look, it's going to happen again.
Right.
Here you go. So we're all just kind of hovering over the button like.
No one had to push it.
Nothing.
Just that.
So here was the thing that happened here at home. My husband, not 9/11, but the other one, my husband was going to come to Japan. He was going to board a plane and come to Japan to find me because he hadn't heard from me for so long. And
I would have told my wife that too.
Like, hey, man, yeah, I'm really going to try to get there.
That's exactly what I would have told my wife. Baby, I was just about to board a plane and come looking for you.
Well, there would have been no way to get to me because the roads were impassable because they'd all buckled. And the only people that were going to and from easily were people that were either in the air or on the water. So as sweet as that must have felt to him, he would have been stuck at the airport.
He couldn't got
would
in
not
there.
Have yeah, left yeah. there.
Trust me, he knew that. He was kidding you. It reminds was the movie like with The Rock or something, was it? San Andreas, all right? So big, massive earthquake, all right? There's the big tsunamis and all the stuff, and Rock's doing Rock things to survive it. But if I remember this correctly, the reason he was still in the situation, he was going back to look for someone. You know, hey, man, I got to find
someone. That's why he's in the helicopter?
Yeah, and the boat that goes up. And I'm thinking, man, I love my family, but there's a point where it's like, man, I think they're gone. You know, I'm just looking at what he did in the movie. Yep. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. You know.
Where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Greg.
How are you guys doing today?
We're good, man.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So, here's my story. I was over at my ex-girlfriend's mom's house with her when we were told we had to leave by the King County SWAT team.
Why did the King County SWAT team show up?
They were looking for my ex-girlfriend's brother at the time.
So why would you have to leave? I mean, if they're looking for him, why do you need to leave the residence? So they can search the residence?
Yes, exactly. Apparently, here's the story. He had been passing some counterfeit money, and I guess he had went up to one of the local pizza places and got a pizza using this counterfeit money. They found out about it, called the cops. Yeah, I guess he had actually had to use his address or whatever. So they came barging in the door the next day with flashback grenades going off through the windows and everything. And, I woke up. I was asleep on the couch. This was like 4:30 in the morning. I was asleep on the couch, and I basically woke up to a sheriff pointing an M16 at me going, you need to get up.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, here's the funny thing is after I figured out it was just the cops and they weren't looking for me, I actually laid back down while they kind of did their thing. They were like, what's up with him? It's like, man, he's been working all week while he's tired. It's 4:30 on a Saturday morning.
I kind of get recovered from, like, you're not here for me, man. If it's all the same, I'm just going to chill.
I'm impressed he slept through the breach.
Was this particular was her brother known to be super violent? It just seems like if I'm passing counterfeit bills, I don't know if that requires flashbang grenades and all that kind of thing as a response.
He wasn't necessarily super violent, but he was super known by the cops at the time. And they were like, they didn't like messing with him. They wanted his butt off the street, I think.
Okay. All right.
That might be the most entertaining way I've heard that story
told. Yeah, I know. I was just thinking to myself, I need to try weed.
Yeah.
Where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think that guy's ever smoked.
No. Somebody here asked on the text line, rating from 0 to giraffe vagina, how high is this guy on the phone? Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
So, a few years back, boat-in-only campgrounds in Lake Chelan. My two boys, my wife, were asleep in the boat about 11:30, the only other boat in the campground. Wakes us up, people, there's a fire. Had enough experience Eastern Washington to see fires, but I opened the hatch of the boat. The whole campground was on fire.
Oh, God.
And I looked at the people. They're fully clothed, dock lines in hand. Looked at the young man and said, you didn't get started by a rattlesnake. Do you see what you're doing to Mother Nature right now? Because we figured that's what he was up to, is he was up there burning and he caught the whole thing on fire.
For God's sake.
$27 million, and it took one match.
Yeah.
What is the punishment? So 27, like you
said. There was a guy in Oregon who burned 27,000 acres.
Right, but I'm saying $27 million. You go like, look, well, God, I understand I'm in trouble. There's no way I can pay that back, so.
The folks, I believe, lost their business, and it was quite bad.
How far north up Lake Chelan is that area?
That's not too far. That's about 25-mile creek area, because there was a 30-mile-an-hour gust coming down lake at that time of night, carrying the fire, making it jump. Our boat's designed to take large waves. We tucked into 25-mile creek state park, and they said in a low-profile boat, we were going to go up to Stehekin tomorrow anyway, and they were taking waves over the bow of their boat. And the next morning, when the sheriffs showed up to interview us, their boat came into the dock there. They never made it. And I said, we got to cease this conversation right now because the people that started the fire are right over there.
You know, there was a fire that hit North Lake Chelan this year, early on in the season. Yeah. So I was just curious where this thing was in proximity to everything. And, you know, there's Manson to the east and there's other areas up there. But I was just curious, you know, where this thing was. Like, is it going to hit downtown Lake Chelan? So I look at the lake, man, and I just never realized how freaking huge that thing is.
Yeah.
Massive.
It's a big-ass lake.
The fire was pretty far north, but I'm telling you, it was like 25 miles, like 30 miles north of that area. And I'm like, that lake is absolutely massive.
It is.
But I don't know how inhabited that area was, but they were evacuating the area with maybe cabins up there.
The fires are scary. Like last year when we were driving to Montana, right, we were driving up on a Friday night, and I guess a little past Cle Elum, we kind of noticed the smoke. And then, we got up there. I've never seen 90 just close like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go down through Cheney. Right? Or Cheney?
I think that sounds right.
Right? And then, because we were trying to get to Spokane for the night. But, I mean, that fire, it jumped so fast, it was wild. Then the next day, we get up, and we drive over to Montana, and same thing, like, anybody that's been to, like, that part of the country knows St. Regis. Like, this kind of famous left.
Yeah.
Get your milkshakes there. But, like, as we make the left, the smoke is like, it's like, oh, we're close. And literally, like, half hour later, it jumped that road, they had to close it, this and that.
God,
like,
man.
It is frightening. And then, yeah, when we came back to see the destruction, like, I don't know. It's just different than, like, other natural disasters.
That's why when you go to Roswell, as old as that town is, I still can't believe it's there. Just based on the fact
that
if you get on that Suncadia side of the ridge over 90, the wind is constantly blowing. So if there is a fire, I mean, it's going to spread fast. The idea that town still exists, the idea that, you know, Clee Ellum still exists, any of that stuff is mind-blowing to me because you look at in Roswell, they have an old-time fire department. Now that's, now it's updated. It's updated near the high school. But at the time, they still have the old engines, and I'm like, how is this place still here? I mean,
I don't know. And fired somebody on the text line says it wasn't me, but my mother and her husband, they were living in Magalia, California, basically a suburb of Paradise, California, where the campfire there about 3 years ago, they barely made it out alive, and their house was turned into a foundation only. I think I remember that. There's a lot of videos. I think the most terrifying videos, man, people that they're driving down the road to get away from the quote-unquote encroaching fire, and both sides of the road are on fire, but the embers are falling on the windshield. You can hear them screaming about melting tires. I'm just like, dude, that is not a situation I ever want to be in. Ever.
Yeah.
And someone here's tornado. When I was a kid, I was out visiting my family in Indiana. Well, at my grandma's house, the tornado sirens go off. So we jump in the car. We sprint back to my aunt and uncle's house a couple of towns over. We rush into the house. And there's my uncle sitting in his chair watching, oddly enough, Twister the movie, completely unaware of the situation outside.
Jesus. Come on. Where were you when you were told it was time to go or be evacuated? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.